वल्लेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 33, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 20th of November 1976 in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam
Because Lord Rishabhadeva remained in that condition, the public did not disturb him. But no bad aroma emanated from his stool and urine. Quite the contrary, his stool and urine were so aromatic that they filled 80 miles of the countryside with a pleasant fragrance.
Vasaha ja purisha suravi saugandha bayu sang desham dasadu janam samantya Suravin Chakar. So, here is incarnation of God, Rishabhadev. Now, there are so many rascal incarnations. Is it possible to pass through and make it Suravi? Is it possible? You can ask these rascals incarnation that pass your stool here. Let us see, first of all. Then we shall accept it. Practically, we are fools and rascals. We want practical taste. So, Shastra Chokhusha. This is injunction. Shastra, here is Shastra. That the incarnation of God, even he passes through, it is fragrant. He can do it. That is God. Now practically you can see that the cow dung, you can make a stack of cow dung here. It will never disturb you. It will rather feel pleasure passing through that portion of feel, where cow dung is that, you will never feel any disturbance, because it is pure. Cow dung, we have discussed this point many times, where it is impure, that it makes pure. In Indian villages, still they use cow dung for smearing over the floor, and it becomes very nice, fresh, and purified. That is injunction of the Shastra, that cow dung is pure. So, if by the will of Krishna, by the arrangement of Krishna, even an animal's stool can become so purified, for to speak of Krishna's stool, that param bhava vajānanta. They do not know it, what is transcendental body of prakita, satchidānanda vigraha, and what is the difference between this body and that body, mūrha. They do not know. Avajānanti māgam mūrha, mārśaṁtana mārśaṁtana. Therefore, they consider that the Krishna's body and my body is the same. If he has become God, so I shall not become God. That is not possible. His body is transcendental. Your body is not transcendental. Your body is this rotten earth, water, fire, panchabhauti. You cannot compare. In this way, as it is stated in the Brahma Sanghita, his body is completely different from our body. Angani jasya sakalendriya vitti manti. We sing every day in the morning. His body is so mad that he can do everything and anything by any part of the body. There are many instances. Just like generally we find a person is born from the yoni. Therefore, we call Sarva Yoni. But Mahavishnu or Garbhodha Sai Vishnu, he did not take any help from his wife to give birth to a son, Lord Brahma. He generated from his navel. This is called Angani Yasya Sagalendra Yavishyamanda. We have to see that. However, where is that instance ordinarily that a child is born from the navel? But he can do that. A child is born from female, that is from the yoni. But here is a living creature is born from the navel, and that is also purusha. So these things are there. And Krishna, he exhibited, manifested his virata rupa. He can do everything and anything because his body is not this body. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vita. That is Satchidananda Vita. You cannot compare Krishna's body with our body. If you do that, then you must be a murha, rascal. Don't do that. Krishna is always transcendental. Dibbam. Janma karmancha means dibbam. This dibbam, you should understand. Jujanati tattata. He is liberated person. Anyone who knows what is Krishna, immediately he becomes liberated. Janma karmancha medibbam jujanati tattata. It is not so easy to understand Krishna in truth. It requires time. He not all of a sudden you can understand. But if you stick to devotional service, Sevan Mukhi Jivhadu Sayam Eva Svrata, then he reveals. When you engage your tongue, it is also wonderful. To understand Krishna, you require your tongue. Generally, we understand by seeing, or by hearing. Hearing is there, but here it is recommended tongue, especially. Why tongue is used? Because if you simply chant Hare Krishna by your tongue and taste Krishna prasadam, you will understand. Even Mukhi Hijivado Swami Vasprata. If you make it a promise that I shall not talk anything except Krishna's message, and if you promise that I shall not take anything which is not offered to Krishna. These two things, this prasadam and chanting, will make you perfect to understand Krishna. In another place Krishna says, Maya Saktamana Prartha, Yoga Mijunjana Madasaya. This is yoga, bhakti yoga. How easy it is. There are so many yogas. But if you practice bhakti yoga, you become first class yogi. Yogi Navati Sarvesa Madhukatantara Sadhyavan Bhagati Yogam Samirukhtitam. It is very easy, bhakti yoga. It is not at all difficult. You haven't got to strain your body as in other hatha yoga practice. You have to undergo hardship to sit in a particular posture, in a particular place. These things are stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Not that you become yogi in a fashionable city, as you'll find nowadays, yoga ashram, signboard in a fashionable house. And you show some gymnastics, you become a yogi and get some money. Not that. This is bhakti yoga, begins from jiva. Exercise your jiva, tongue, then you become a perfect yogi. Maya saktamana tarthu yogam janjan madasya. Aham sayang samagram. Samagram. Krishna, you understand fully, not partially. Not partially means not simply understanding impersonal Brahma, that is partial understanding. And then localized Paramatma, that is also partial understanding. But when you understand Krishna, the Supreme Person, that is full understanding. So you simply concentrate your mind and to the person of Krishna, Maya Saktam Anath. Here is Krishna. We can see Krishna. If you simply concentrate our mind, meditation, Savai mana Krishna Padaravinde, Bachang Sibai Kuntum Raghavan. This was the practice done by Amrish Maharaj. So, Durbhasa Muni, he was a great yogi, and he became very much envious that here is a person who is a grihastha and a kshatriya, he is not even a Brahman, and he does not practice anything. He is always engaged in his royal activities, and this man is so famous, as a great person, great devotee. So I will chastise him. See, you wanted to pick up some quarrel with Amrish Maharaj, and on Dadashi day he approached there with 60,000 disciples, and he said, Maharaj, arrange for our prasadam. Yes, we'll come. But his purpose was different, so he went to take bath in the Ganges and Jamuna, and then he came late. In the meantime, he had to observe Dadashi Paran with the advice of the Brahmanas. He took little water. The Brahmanas advised, Maharaj, water is food and no food. It has no, actually, food value. So your guest has not returned as yet. You can take little water and observe the completion of the Dadashi. So he did it. And Durbhasa came very angry that I am your guest and you have taken food. That is not food, little water. So he wanted to chastise him. He created a big giant to kill the Maharaj. So immediately, Krishna's promise, Kuntiya pratijanihi name bhakta pranasati. Immediately, Sudarshan Chakra came and killed that demon immediately. And then he pursued Durbhasa Muni. Durbhasa Muni first of all approached Lord Shiva, because he was devotee of Shiva. Please give me protection. He said, no, it is not possible for me. The Sudarshan Chakra is after you. Oh, I cannot do anything. Then similarly he approached Brahma. So he also said, no, this is not possible. Then he was so powerful that he approached Lord Vishnu, you, personally, in the Vaikuntha Loka. He refused to help. He said, the Bhagavani, unless you beg pardon from Amrish Maharaj, there is no question of excusing the Sudarshan Chakra. Is not excusing. Therefore, Vaishnava aparad is very, very offensive. You should be very careful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned Vaishnava aparad, Hati Mata, Vaishnava aparad, offense at the feet of Vaishnava is exactly like mad elephant. If a mad elephant enters your garden, then it spoils everything. This has been Vaishnava aparadha, Hati Mata. Mata means mad, and Hati means elephant. So you should be very, very careful not to commit any offense at the feet of Vaishnava. Vaishnava does not take any offense. He does not care. He is offended. But Krishna takes care. Krishna will never tolerate if a person is Vaishnava Apradha. Mind. Krishna is a big man. You can offend him, he doesn't mind. But if he does something harmful to his child, then he becomes very angry. Similarly, here also, Lord Vishnu, they see how much powerful was Dubhasa Muni, that he could cross over the material universe and go to the Vaikuntha universe and see the Lord personally. How much powerful yogi he was. There is no such yogi, at least at the present moment. And he could see, but he was refused by Lord Vishnu, and he came back to Ambarish Maharaj, and Ambarish Maharaj was standing without taking any food, that this Brahmana came at my place somehow or other, unnecessarily he became angry, and he has left. So unless he comes back, I cannot take any food. So he took only 1 year. The modern scientists, they are estimating that it will go to the topmost planet of this universe, it will take 40,000 of years. That is the estimation. Now, Dubhasa Muni, by his yogic power, he not only crossed over this material space of the material universe, but he went to the other space, Parabrahma, where he saw Lord Vishnu, and he came back within a year. He said, that is yoga. One can reach even the sun planet by the beams. This is yoga practice. By touching the beams, he can go to the sun planet. There are so many wonderful things. So, Dubhasa Muni was a great yogi. He knew all these things. Still, he was defeated before a Vaishnava. He had to come and immediately fall down. Maharaj Ambarish, kindly excuse me, I have done offense. Maharaj Ambarish was so humble that you are in trouble, Brahmana. So, whatever I have got, asset, whatever I have done, austerity, penance and bhakti, you take immediately and be excused. This is Vaishnava. You take all my asset. So that was very friendly. Then both of them took prasadam, and then Dubhasa Muni could understand what is the power of the vote. Jagalardha chaparangala bhagamannate nadhikangatata. So be very much careful to remain a spotless devotee, then all success is there. There is no doubt about it. There are so many instances. Now, this is transcendental body. It has nothing to compare with the material body. Param bhavam ajananta. Krishna also says, janma karma chamidibham yujanatata. So one has to know Krishna. But that tattata, in truth, to understand Krishna is very difficult job. Manushanam sahasresu kvaschit jatati siddhaya jatatama visiddhyanam kvaschit vetrimam tattva. Not to understand superficially, but to understand tattva. Then you are liberated immediately. Taktadeham punarjanma naiti. One was an astute Krishna, tattvata. He is immediately liberated person. He is fit for being transferred to the spiritual world. Taktadeham punarjanma naiti. Punarjanma, one who does not understand Krishna, he will have to repeat birth after birth. Nirvartanti mittu samsara vatmani. Unless you understand Krishna, haring vinana mritin karani, You cannot escape death, birth, death, old age and disease. It is not possible. So, if you want actually your life successful, you must try to understand Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Then your life is successful. And to understand Krishna, no other method will help you. Krishna says, bhakta mava vijanati. Never say that I can be understood by yogic process or by karma, by jnana. The modern politicians, they stress on karma because they want to work hard like hogs and dogs. They think karma yoga. Of course, karma yoga is good, but karmis are mulas. Those are simply working hard day and night for sense gratification. They are no better than the hogs and dogs. They are no good. But karma yoga is different thing. Karma yoga means one has got attachment for producing something, working something. So Krishna said that yes, you can do, but jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, purushatamo. The result you must give to me. Anasitam karma phalam kajam karma karosi, sa sannyasi. So anyone who does not take the result of his karma, then he is sannyasi. Suppose you want, you are a businessman, you have earned 2 lakhs of rupees, but give it to Krishna. Anasita karma phalam. Otherwise, what you will do with these 2 lakhs of rupees? Huh? If you don't take it, will you throw it away? No, I said I throw it. It should be utilized for Krishna. So let them, people are very much enthusiastic to earn money in this material world. We can see practically, especially in the Western world. But if they engage their profit for pushing on Krishna consciousness movement, then their money will no more be engaged in releasing atomic bomb. Otherwise, it will be used for releasing atomic bomb. I shall break your head and you shall break my head. We both of them shall finish. Thank you very much.